Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Vayechi, Asar B'Tevis, Learn Shvi and Tzchus. For Shilof Abraham Tzvi Ben Rivka Bat, Yabasor Shalcha Yisrael, Davon Henach Mordechai, Prefer the Simcha, Yabasor Shalcha Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Al Shalcha Kadosh. If you look in Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Vayagel Yaakov, Vayomer Hinei Bincha Yosef Bar Elecha. They told to Yaakov, Yosef, your son is coming. Vayizchazak Yisrael, Vayeshev Al Hamita. In Yisrael, Yaakov exerted himself and sat up on the bed. Rashi famously quotes the Maamar Chazal, because at the end of the day, Yosef had a din of Malchus, Yaakov stood up for him. What's the Divar Pshat, says Al-Shech HaKadosh? And the Al-Shech quotes the Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says, Echom Mavakar, Sechulav, Hu Ben Giloi, Noito Echom, Nisamach Mecholav. The Gemara says that someone who is Mavakar Cholim, someone who does the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, you take away 1/60th of the Cholim's pain. Says the Ashach, where do we see that? Remez in the Pasuk, that when a Jew comes to someone else to visit them, you take 1/60th of their pain. Vayeshev al Hamita, the word Hamita is Gematria 59. As a remez, as a hint to show us, that at the end of the day, when a person comes to do the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, you actually take away part of their physical pain. When they feel cared for, they feel that someone is there for them, goes out of the way, stops their busy day, comes visit them, that actually takes away some of their physical pain. So this reminds me of an idea from Rav Hirsch that we said early on in Bereishis, I believe in Parshas Chayisara, when Eliezer is looking for a wife for Yitzchak. So the Pasuk says that Rivka got water for Eliezer, and only once Eliezer was done drinking did she say, by the way, I also have water for your camels also. Asked Rav Hirsch, why didn't she say, here's water for you and here's water for your camels? Why did she make this pause? She gave Eliezer to drink. She waited for him to finish, and then she said, I have water for your camels. And her first test is incredibly so. He said that Ben Adam Machaveir, doing good things for interpersonal relationships is beautiful, but it's also how you do it. It's also the way you do it, the way you act, with the sensitivity, with the care. Rivka didn't want to show off and say, Eliezer, here's water for you, and I also have water for your camels. She waited for Eliezer to finish, and then she said, here's the water for the camels. And I think when it comes to, especially for the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, to be so sensitive, knowing what to say, how to say, maybe sometimes even not to say anything at all, just being physically present. A beautiful idea from the Ashech and our first. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Heligal of the Noam Elimelech. So we look in Perek Memches Yudalad. So it says that Yaakov puts his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on the hand of Menashe. And the Pasuk is, Sikel es yodav ki Menashe abachor. He moved his hands with intelligence. Menashe was the firstborn. And we know the whole famous machlokes between Yosef and Yaakov, exactly who and what. What Noam Elimelech says, what's this lashon of sicha es yodov? Ki Menashe abachor, what's going on here? So he says, the Torah is trying to teach us an incredible value, an incredible lesson. Yaakov could have said, hey, Menashe, come to my left, Ephraim, come to my right. But then what? Menashe would have felt, at the end of the day, Menashe would have felt slighted. He would have felt embarrassed. So at the end of the day, he did this whole thing with his hands, that he put his right hand over Ephraim and his left over Menashe, in order so Menashe shouldn't be embarrassed. Says the Rebbe Elimelech, you know what means sikil as yodov? It means that he had wisdom with his hands, that in his actions, the way he didn't just tell, okay, Ephraim, you're going to be greater, you go to my right, Menashe, you go to my left. No, he did this whole switch thing with his hands and make sure that Menashe didn't feel embarrassed. What an incredible insight of a grandfather or a parent or a teacher to make sure that the ultimate, that at the end of the day, to always feel that everyone's respect and to feel cared for. And even though Menashe wouldn't be as great as Ephraim, to make sure that he would not embarrass him. A beautiful insight of the Noam Elimelech. This is obviously, Yosef also has this in last week's Parsha. Yosef sends out all the Egyptians, and the Medrash says that it was a very dangerous, the Gemara says, Chazal tells us it was very dangerous because the brothers could have killed him. But this is an insight that really the Chasam Sofer really brings home on Asar B'Tavis. The Chasam Sofer says that every year on Asar B'Tavis, we know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides whether Tishmav is going to be a day of mourning or a day of Simcha. Why? Because Asar B'Tavis is the day that Nebuchadnezzar surrounds the Beis HaMikdash. It's the day that he's surrounded. But it's not just a historical fact. It's also happening. Mamish right now, in this time period. So says the Chasam Sofer, you want to know, you don't wait for Tisha B'Av to be able to do Beit Adam L'Chaveru things. Right now, in Asar B'Tavis, we have to make sure to take these insights of the Ashech HaKadosh. Make sure that when we do Chesed, we do it in the right way. And to make sure that we're so super sensitive and caring to make sure to never embarrass anyone. Chasam Sofer says, every year in Asar B'Tavis, the Rabbeinu Shem decides whether or not Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt as the Shem Shepach Shehir B'Sayis Tovis. And this will be the final year that will fast the Sar B'Tavis Bezzer Hashem. Moving on to idea number three. This idea comes to us from Rav Yerucham Levovitz. The pasuk says in Mem Tes, Gur Aryeh Yehuda Metarif Bnei Alisa. Yehuda is a lion's whelp from the prey, my son, you have gone up. Rashi says what Yehuda elevated himself by two actions. He elevated himself when he stopped his brothers from killing Yosef, and when he publicly embarrassed himself to make sure to save Tamar. Says Rav Yerucham, at the end of the day, you want to know what true strength, true power comes over? True power comes when a person is able to have power over themselves. He's able to understand. You want to know what a king is? You want to be a king over Klal Yisrael? First be a king over yourself. When Yehuda was able to do this, and he was able to take away that at the end of the day, he stopped his brothers from doing the wrong thing to killing Yosef, and he embarrassed himself and make sure to save Tamar. Right? Pashut got this message from Yaakov. When you see the Yaakov, but when he embarrassed Menashe, at the end of the day, that's why he was Zochah to Malchus. He was Zochah to Malchus because when a Jew is able to rule over their own reactions and their own emotions and their own challenges, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now you can be able to rule over everyone. This ability to rule himself made a true king. At the end of the day, you want to know what also says the Sfas Emes, what it means to make a true king. Kara Ravatz V'lo Shachav. Yehuda, at the end of the day, he crouched. He made a mistake. He messed up. But he owned up to it. That he didn't lie down. Kara Ravatz V'lo Shachav says the Sfas Emes. When a Jew makes a mistake, you don't just get sad and depressed. Kara Ravatz V'lo Shachav. You don't get down. You bend, but you don't break. Says the Sfas Emes, that's what makes a king also. Not just being a king over yourself or to be able to be in control over yourself, but when you make a mistake, to own up to it. And then you might fall, but to make sure that those things that bring you down help you grow in a bigger and better way. Like we said from a partner, Shevi Yubot Tzadik Vekam, that Tzadik falls seven times. No. Actually, becoming a Tzadik means that you have to go through the challenges, but you pick yourself up, you rise to the occasion, you learn from them, and you grow with them. A beautiful idea from Yeruchim. And a beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes and Rav Huna. Moving on to idea number four. The fourth idea comes to us from the Or HaMeir, the Rabbi Zev of Zhitomir. So the Pasuk says, by the Bracha of Don, Pasuk in Mem Tes Yud Zayin, Yidon Nachash Alei Derech, Shififon Alei Oirach. Don will be a snake on the highway, a serpent on the path. You know that it's brought down by the Nei Sascher, that the Don is actually the Shevet, that's Keneged Tevis. It's not for now. But he says over here, says the Or HaMeir, we know the Nachash refers as a remnant of the Yitzhara. He says, Yidon Nachash Alei Derech, a Jew has to know that the Yitzhar is always by Derech. Nachash Alei Derech, the Nachash, the Yitzhar is always by Derech. He's always waiting for us, like Gemara says in Sukkah, that every day without a Kaddish Baruch Hu's help, we wouldn't be able to beat the Yitzhar. Says the Or HaMeir, a person has to know the Yitzhar is always awake. As they say from Rav Eliel Lapian, when he used to wake up in the morning, and he used to jump out of bed. And they asked Rav Eliel Lapian, how are you able to do this? Because he said every morning he had a little voice and say, go back to sleep. And he said back to the little voice of the Yitzhar, he says, if you're up, I'm up. The little voice of the Yitzhar. He says, if you're up, Yitzhar, I'm up. How do we fight the Yitzhar? Okay, it's very posh. Nachash alei derech. The Yitzhar is going to be always there. How do we fight him? So we said this last year, but it's very kedai to chazer over. As Naim the Torah of Sarutzki writes in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayigash, that Yaakov Avinu, before he comes to the ultimate Yitzhar, the ultimate Tzrayim, before he comes to Egypt, he takes three steps. Gemara says in Brachas, Heyam and Aleph, three steps in order to be the Yitzhar. And this is what Yaakov follows. Yasuk b'Torah. You have to learn Torah. First, Yagri is the Adam Yitzhar Tova Yitzhar. You have to be your Yitzhar Tova against Yitzhar. If that doesn't work, Yitzhar Torah. What does Yaakov do? He sends down Yehuda, build a base midrash in Goshen. Now he's on the border with Yosef. What does he do? He says Krishma, Kari Krishma, second step of the Gemara. And finally, the next pasuk, what does Yaakov say? And this is the third step of the Gemara. Yaskid lo yom yisa, Musa upon Yaakov says, now I can die. Because at the end, when you have those three things, Torah, Krishma, Tfilah, Mesiris Nefesh, and you think about Yom HaMisa, that is the ultimate way to be able to beat the Yitzhar. Obviously, Barasi lo Yitzhar, Barasi lo Torah Tavim. But to understand that the Yitzhar of Mamish is never asleep. He's always out to get us. But we have to be like Rav Eliel Lapian. If you're up, I'm up. So no, that it's a constant battle. It's a daily battle to be able to follow these three steps. Torah, Tefillah, Mesir Snefesh, and the Yasu Amisa know that we're going to have to pay up to their bonus. Beautiful idea from the Or HaMeir, the Oznaim, the Torah, and Rav Eliel Lapian. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from the next Pasuk, Mem Tes Yud Ches. Very simple, three-word Pasuk. Yishuascha kivisi Adonai. Yishuascha kivisi Hashem. For your salvation do I long, Hashem. That's the Pasha Pshat. Chadosh Baruch Hu, I long for your salvation. Yaakov, the prophet says, Rashi says, they're referring to the Plishtim by Shimshon. What's the deeper idea here? It says the Majitz Rebbe, the Divrei Yisrael, Yisrael of Majitz. He says, Yishuascha kivisi Hashem. Does not only say that we are Mekava to Chadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, but Yishuascha kivisi Hashem, that Hashem believes in us. Hashem is mekave in us. That Hashem Baruch mekave miyachad kviyachol yishvaz al Yisrael. That He believes in us. That the Rabbeinu Shem believes in us. Like we say every year, every we say often from Tzadok Hakoyim and Sekos Tzadok Kuf Nundalad. Hashem Shami Lamin Hashem is Baruch Hatzarach Arkin Lamin Baatzmo. The same way a Jew has to believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they have to believe in themselves. And how much more so when you know that the Rabbeinu Shem believes in you. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem does not only mean that we yearn for your salvation, but Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Hashem says, I believe in you. I have hope in you. And even at the end of the day, when you know what the Svarim HaKadosh bring down, at Asar B'Tavis, what does it mean Asar B'Tavis in a Jew's life? When they feel surrounded, and they feel broken, and they feel like there's a Nevuchadnezzar surrounding their Horal Avodas Hashem, they're able to be a breakthrough because they know the Rabbeinu Shem believes in them. They might have lost the battle, but we're going to win the war because we're going to break, but we're not going to bend. We're not going to break. That says the Sfas Emes. Beautiful idea of the Nivei Yisrael. Lishchoschak v'yish Hashem. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. Six Tzadik. Be able to bring it back to our Sfas Emes. Let's just review these five ideas. First off, we start off the idea from the Alshal Kodesh. The Gemara says in the Nedarim that someone who's mevaker cholim in a real way, you take away 1/60th. A part of the pain from a person. This is exactly what it says. Hincha bincha Yosef b'alecha v'yischach Yisrael v'yeshev al hamita. Hamita, Gematria 59, to show us that at the end of the day, Yaakov, he got 1/60 when Yosef visited him. But we said it's not only about visiting. Rav Hirsch says, it says also how you do chesed, how you do it. It says by Eliezer and Rivka. Rivka didn't just say, Eliezer, here's water here for your camels. She waited for Eliezer to finish, and then it's here for your camels. So it's not about what you do, it's also how you do it. And that really connects to the Noam HaMelech. Noam HaMelech, what does it mean? Sichas Yodov, that Davka, that Yaakov, he had wisdom with his hands. Because Torah is teaching us an incredible thing, that Yaakov didn't want to embarrass Menashe. He could have said, Ephraim, go to my right, Menashe, go to my left. No, but he switched his hands in order not to embarrass Menashe. And Yosef did the same thing last week, when he sent out the Egyptians in order not to embarrass his brothers. Chasam Soifer says, every year in the Sar B'Tavis, it's determined whether it's going to be a Chas Shom HaTisha B'Av or a Tisha B'Av of Simcha. To make sure that we take these lessons of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro Mamish to our heart. If Rucham says at the end of the day, why was Yehuda Zoche? Rashi says, because he stopped his brothers from killing Yosef, or because he embarrassed himself. He makes to make sure that Tamar wouldn't get embarrassed. But when a Jew rules over himself, the Rabbanu Shem says he can rule over others too. But Rav Lazer Gelzaler in the quotes of Sfas Emes says, no, also by Yehuda's Kara Rabbah Salo Shacha, that he messed up. A lion crouches, but he never lies down. You bend, but you don't break. The fourth idea is the Ora Meir. By Don, the Yetzirah is Nachash Alei Derech. He's always there. He's always out to guess. The Gemara Sukkah says, but Yetzirah is always there. You have to know how to battle him, right? Rav Eli Yalpiyot. If you're up, I'm up. Last time the Torah, three ideas: the Yaakov Dafka fought of the Yetzirah by learning Torah, Kar Kriyish Magaskulam Yom Misa, following that step, that Gemara and Brachas to how to beat the Yetzirah. And the fifth, final idea: we're going to know how to beat the ultimate Yetzirah to know Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, to know that the Rabbeinu Shem believes in us. Not only do we yearn for your salvation, but Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem. Hashem says, "I believe in you. I know you could do this." Rav Tzadok says that just like you believe in Hashem, you could, just like a Jew has to believe in Hashem, to believe in yourself. And how great is it to believe in yourself when you know that the ultimate, the Rabbeinu Shem believes in you? To take these midas, to take these mitzvahs of Bikur Cholim, how we do it, to make sure never to embarrass him, to be able to make sure to be a ruler over ourselves, to be able to make sure even when we fall, we know we lose the battle, we don't lose the war. Make sure to fight off the Yetzirah in specific ways. Be'ez Hashem to always know that the Rabbeinu Shem believes in us. Shkoich.